Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is Good Night, Sweet Dreams, I Love You. Now before the real sermon begins, don't take this as an invitation to nod off. Oh, no. You don't want to do that. Our text is from Malachi 3, the Old Testament reading for today. Listen to these key verses. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions. And I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you will see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. This is the last Sunday of the church year. The last Sunday before the season of Advent begins the Christmas season next Sunday, believe it or not. On this last Sunday of the church year, the focus of the Scriptures are always on death and judgment and the God's gift of heaven. And this indeed is the focus of the words of the prophet Malachi that we've just read to you. He tells us that those who belong to the Lord are the Lord's treasured possessions. They are spared from eternal judgment. They are declared to be righteous. They are given the gift of heaven. In the text for today, Malachi tells us that the death of a believer is quite different than the death of a non-believer. And I wish to talk to you about this today, and my sermon comes in the form of a story sermon. So as it is our custom, if you're looking in your bulletin for a sermon outline, you won't find them this morning. Your attention can just be here toward me. I want to tell you the story in brief of the last days of my father's earthly life. Now, 3.5 years ago, when I first came here, I did share with some of you part of the story. But this text from Malachi 3 today just begs for me to share this story again, but then especially to apply it to our lives today. I want you to enter into this story and not just hear the good news about Jesus' victory over death, but experience that good news for you. Again, our title, Good Night, Sweet Dreams, I Love You. My father had been in the nursing home for almost 2 years, suffering from an inoperable brain tumor and the effects of the radiation treatments for that tumor. His 76-year-old body simply could not tolerate any longer the abuse that he had been dealt. And he was very weak when he first entered the nursing home. But for the first year, he was very talkative and always wanted to come home. But also he was afraid. He was afraid, realizing that his death could be near. And what he was afraid of was this: leaving his family and not having time to tell them that he loved them, each of them. Not having the time to take care of any unfinished business he had as a husband and as a father. Toward the end of the second year in the nursing home, another tumor was discovered, and the doctors decided he couldn't tolerate another round of treatment. And so we as a family, we decided not to put him through the pain. It just wasn't worth the extra couple of weeks he would add to his life. During this time, Dad slept a lot, and he needed help taking care of himself. And it was a strange experience for all of us to feed and comfort and support him, whose whole life was spent feeding and comforting and supporting us. His voice was weak, and often he couldn't even communicate. We tried to get him to write down his messages, but that just made him even the more frustrated. My mother spent every day with them. And even though at that time I was some 14 hours away in Edmonton, Alberta, and they lived in Spokane, Washington, when I made the long trip home, I spent the days with him in his nursing home bed as well. I fed him supper. I fed my own papa supper. I told him stories of how the kids were growing and how they were playing ball and what was going on. He didn't speak much, sometimes not at all. But every night when I left him, he always said to me those same words he spoke to me at my bedside every night when I was a young boy growing up. He said to me these words, "Good night, sweet dreams, I love you." And then, as I had done since I was a boy and then into manhood, without any shame or embarrassment, I kissed my father's scratchy, whiskered cheek. As time passed, he slept a lot or stared at the ceiling and didn't do much else. I tried never to let my father see me crying, but one night, as I looked out his room's window, tears were coming down my cheeks. I was remembering all the good times we had together and all that he had given up to make a better life for me, especially the time when he went without a very needed pair of work boots to buy me a new ball glove. I was also feeling sad that I'd waited so long to tell him how much I loved him and how much he meant to me and how much I would miss the sweet aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh tobacco wafting from his ever-present pipe. As I looked out the window, I knew that as a Christian, death was a defeated enemy. For the Christian, death is a defeated enemy. But it still hurts. And then I remembered the shortest passage in the entire Bible. Two words. Jesus wept. And if Jesus, who defeated sin and death, could cry at the death of his best friend Lazarus, then I guess I could as well. But then I also remembered that Bible passage, that powerful Bible passage that my parents' pastor read to mom and dad that day as we stood at his bedside holding his hand. He read from 1 John 4. Try these words on for size. 1 John 4. In this the love of God was made clear toward us, that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent His Son to be the payment for our sins. I remember my folks' pastor speaking quietly but with strength, assuring my father that one day soon he would go home to be with Jesus and mom and I could let him go. Now this night, I was lost in my thoughts, staring out the window with tears on my cheek. Then from behind, I heard my father's voice call me. And here's what he said. "Don't cry. I'm not crying. I'm ready to go." Astounded at the clarity of his words, I went to his bed and I threw my arms around him, and with what little strength he had, those dairy farming hands wrapped themselves around me, and he said to me these words, "I wish I'd been a better father. I wanted to do so much more for you and your sister and your brothers. I wish I'd been a better husband to mom. But this miraculous moment gave me the opportunity I thought I'd missed." I then told him what I needed to tell him. I said, "Dad, I don't ever want to let you go, but I understand if you have to. It's okay, don't worry about us. The Lord will take care of us. Then we shared several stories that we remembered from our youth. Several stories that my dad used to embarrass me with in front of others, telling other people about. Like when he used to watch me eating dirt as a toddler. He told me that I wouldn't just eat any kind of dirt as a little toddler. It had to be just the right kind. I'd pick up several pieces until I found just the right piece of dirt, and then I'd eat it. He smiled when he remembered telling that story again. We talk about the time my frogs got loose, and one of them ended up going into the toilet and decided to jump out of the toilet just as Grandma was sitting down on the toilet. Whoa! We talked about the time my brother and I hid in my sister's closet in her bedroom, waited for just the right moment to jump out and scare the heck out of her and her boyfriend, who just began smooching sitting on the bed. After a while, I could tell my father was getting tired. I kissed him goodnight on his whispering, scratchy cheek. As I turned to walk out of the room, he said these words to me. Good night. Sweet dreams. I love you. His eyes were closed in sleep before I walked out of the room down the hallway of the nursing home. I was amazed at what had just transpired. We had such a meaningful conversation when for weeks he couldn't even talk. It was as if he mustered every bit of his final strength to make that possible. I counted it as a gift from God. It was as if God were telling me, the pastor, the son. It was as if God were telling me, I love you. Don't forget it. Life and death are in my hands, and my hands are large enough to hold you and your dad and anyone who put their trust in me. Not long after that, my father died peacefully in his sleep. And then I made another long trip home. This time, the first stop was the funeral home. Looking at Dad's peaceful face, I cried again. I told him I loved him. I knew that I'd been given an extraordinary gift the last time we were together. But I also knew that Dad had been given even more of a wonderful gift, the gift of eternal life, because of Jesus Christ, his Savior, who died and rose for him. Later, when all the family and relatives left the house, I wanted to be by myself. So as is my custom, I went for my long daily run. I had a special destination in mind. It was about 4 miles away from my mom and dad's house. It was the old minor league ballpark in Spokane, where my father and I had spent so many hours together as I was a youth. Just when I got to the ballpark, the sun was setting over the top of the bleachers we had sat for many hours watching games. It was a spectacular sunset. The sky was ablaze with colors. This time, my tears were tears of thankfulness. Thankfulness for the love of God in sending Jesus Christ, our Savior. And thankful for the love of my Father. And I found myself looking to the heavens, giving thanks to God and saying out loud these words. Good night. Sweet dreams. I love you, Dad. Malachi 3 says, listen to these words. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in that day when I make up my treasured possessions, and I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will see again the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.